Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. We talk all the time about our $1 million referral system. You've got to be known for something. People want to help people who they perceive to be the authority, the specialist, the expert. It makes it much easier to be able to use your partner channel and referral sources. It makes it much easier for your clients to be able to promote you. It makes it much easier for you to be able to use your network's channel, to be able to leverage through partnerships, to gain exposure, to have people want to be around you on your social platforms, to get on other people's podcasts, webinars. See, when you're seen as the go-to, all the channels are much easier to be able to utilize. So I want to talk a little bit around the known for, but in the end, getting seen as the expert. See, for a lot of us, we put ourselves in the way. We get over into that little corner and we hide there and we don't want anyone else to really know what's in our head. There's a couple of reasons for that. For some people, it's a mindset of scarcity. Or if other people know what I'm doing, then they'll steal it and take it, and then no one will come to me. And for others, it's a fear of putting themselves out there. So the scarcity mindset has to change if that's the reason why you're not happy to be seen as an expert. No one can ever be you. No one can ever have your personality, even if they understood the IP. No one could be you. People are attracted to other people. Other people could talk exactly the same as what we do. And some will be attracted to us and some won't be. And the ones that aren't, they're still not attracted to us, even if we're the only ones with the solution. So you have to give people an opportunity to be attracted to you, to see you, to hear you, to understand how you can help them. And if you're not doing that, then in the end, you're in the corner hiding. And you can't help. You can't create the impact. You can't do what you set out to do in help as many people as you want if you're in the corner hiding. If it's from a point of fear, well, I get that too. But how many people are you helping if you're going to hide just because of fear? In society, people will always be attracted to certain people and they'll always be repelled by certain people. Relationships is no different, whether it's about finding a boyfriend, girlfriend, life partner, or finding someone in business to be able to help with a solution. It's pretty much always the same in terms of human behavior and human psychology. Some people are attracted to some and others aren't. And that has to be your way of thinking. You're not out there to try to please every single person. There are some people who will listen to this podcast and go, what a complete waste of time. Don't ever want to be around that Michael person again. And that's fine. You've got to be okay with that. See, the people who I know can hear this message and go, oh, well, I could just do that one or two little things. And then that completely changes their business. They get to make a bigger impact on the people they're helping. The world's a better place. That's who we're creating this for. And therefore, there is no fear around any of it or sharing. Because internally you come from the right space and that's what you've got to teach yourself. So why does this become so important in terms of making sure you are seen as an expert every day? There is so much noise out there. You can Google a particular thing and have pages and pages and pages. Who do you listen to? Which way do you go? You're getting pulled left, right, up, down. What is it you actually do? Well, the more you add value through showing good expertise, the more you build relationships and trust with your audience. And that's really important, because why should someone pay for the solution you offer if they don't know you, like you, trust you? And for a lot of people, they'll watch something 3, 4, 5, 6 different things from that person before they really get into the, hey, you know, I actually think they could help me. So are you giving people an opportunity to do that? Do you have things where people can go to your YouTube channel, where people can follow you on social media platforms, where people can listen to you on iTunes, where people can read blogs off your website? Do you have those things existing? Because to me, if you don't, that's hiding in the corner. When someone mentions your name on social media, more often than not, that other person's going to go and look around before they decide to contact you. When one of your current clients say, oh, I use so-and-so, well, that prospect's going to take your name and go and type it into Google and see what comes up. So are you giving yourself the best possible opportunity when your network share you, when your partners share you, when your social platforms share you, when you get on other people's podcasts and webinars? Are you giving yourself the best opportunity to pick up new business? Because you have a web of things that show not only that you're a great expert, but you really know what you're talking about. Now, this doesn't have to be hard. You chip away at it week in, week out. The odd little live video here, podcast there, blog article up there. See, the other thing that it does is that when people start to see you as a go-to on a particular topic, you then get invited to speak at conferences, to be on other people's podcasts, to do webinars for other people. People want to promote your things. It's hard for people to get excited about doing those things if they don't even know that you exist. So to me, you've just got to get yourself out of the way and focus on the people you are talking to are people who really A, like you, and B, appreciate your help. And focus on serving those people, because then it makes it so much easier. The simple fact is, if I can't see you, therefore I can't hear you, therefore I don't know how good you are, how can I know that you have a solution to help me? I think you're better off giving more than what you possibly could away in value, because it makes a sales process easier too if someone can actually understand what you talk about, how you help people, the language you use. They've already internally made a decision that you can help. You just have to work out how the fit is. That's got to be much easier than trying to sell and push and have to explain things when people don't actually even understand what it is that you do or how you help them. That's what being seen as an expert solves. So I want you to ask yourself, what's stopping you from being seen as an expert? And let's get rid of that first. Secondly, what's a small little action steps that you can take that allow you to start getting seen as an expert? And then finally, as we do with our partnership club guys, we create simple content matrix so that they're getting seen every day on every platform. Because you never know these days when, where, who is looking for the thing that you solve. And if you're not giving yourself a chance to show up, then you're missing out on opportunities to grow your business. Hopefully that's been super helpful. If this is the first time you've been joining us, welcome. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes, Get More Referrals Today, on Spotify, Referral Marketing Guru, on Podbean. Just search for Referral Marketing Guru. Follow us, all social platforms, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. You pick the one you love the most and just search for Michael Griffiths or Referral Marketing Guru. And if you haven't got our Million Dollar Referral System guide in the description below, click on the link, michaelgriffiths.com.au/guide, and grab the guide to help start building your Million Dollar Referral System. Till next time, take care, and I'll talk to you real soon.